used. They've been building with portfolio of products. Call them. They have credit cards, debit cards, with personal loans, motor insurance as well.
Now, more and more stories continue to come out about University Hospital Limerick as the HSE is set to review the care of a man who died from sepsis late last year. This comes as figures released yesterday show that almost 240 people have died on trolleys there in the past 5 years. So what needs to be done? I'm joined by Sinn Féin Senator and MEP candidate for Ireland South, Paul Gavin. Paul, your, I suppose, reaction to some of the news that has been coming from UHL?
Well, honestly, you'd be lost for words. Further horrific details released yesterday evening in terms of Michael Cullohy, a 76-year-old man who was released from hospital after 18 hours without being assessed by a doctor. And then unfortunately passed away 2 days later. The details, as set out by his family yesterday, were absolutely heartbreaking. And as you know, this is the second case involving sepsis that's come to the public's attention. And this one happened 12 months after a previous sepsis case involving Aoife Johnston.
Yeah, yeah.
So the situation is appalling. And as the family pointed out last night, It results directly from the chronic overcrowding of UHL, which has been going on for over a decade.
And many people would agree with you. I suppose to put the other side of the coin, though, UHL has had the biggest budget increase of any hospital in the state. They have had an additional 108 beds and additional 1,100 staff. That's a 40% increase in staff in 4 years. Hard to know with those sort of inputs and this kind of outcomes, what I suppose can be done here in terms of from a government point of view, isn't it?
No, I disagree, to be honest with you, because those increases started from such a low base, and that low base is the result of the decision all those years ago to close the accident and emergencies in Nina and Ennis and St John's and effectively leave a hospital that just had nothing like the capacity that needed then. And right now, today, we know we're 200 beds short. We also have a recruitment embargo, and I highlighted this directly to the minister yesterday in the petitions committee, which is causing further damage.
Well, the recruitment embargo doesn't impact on many of the frontline staff, but I mean, in terms of recruitment embargoes, there are also things like UHL has one of the lowest uptakes of the new consultant contracts. They have things like that. They have low presence of senior management and senior decision makers outside of 9 to 5 hours. What about the fact that within UHL, certainly emergency presentations are up 14%, but trolleys are up 50%. Is there not an issue around management? Is there not an issue for UHL itself?
I'm sure there are issues around management, but let's be absolutely clear. We have a minister who's in denial about those trolley figures. I put it to him yesterday. He consistently refers back to the HSE's own figures that exclude people on trolleys if they haven't yet been admitted to the hospital. And you're right to highlight the trolley figures, because last year we had over 21,000, nearly 500 people on trolleys. And that's doubled since when the minister came to power. And the most shocking point is this. It's taken Minister Donnelly 4 years to actually ask for a review to see, do we need a further model three
hospital? I am working off HSC figures, obviously, but trolleys are down 17% nationally. They aren't up, they're down.
Well, the INMO figures dispute that clearly. And I'll be honest with you, I trust our nurses. And Stephen Donnelly was very happy to use the INMO figures when he was in opposition. But since becoming a government minister, he's using what's called trolley-gar figures. And those figures actually do not include patients on trolleys if they have yet to be admitted into the hospital. And as we know, because of the chronic overcrowding in UHL, it can take days to be actually admitted into the hospital formally as a patient. So we need to be clear.
Well, just lastly, now, not to be pedantic, if we were to include people who were on trolleys that haven't been admitted to a hospital, everyone who came into a hospital with a broken leg and lay on a trolley, they would be on the trolley figures, but they'd be going home again in 2 hours' time. Do you know what I mean? There may be flaws on one side, but there's also flaws on the other side in the way that these trolleys are calculated.
And just to balance that out, don't forget those INMO figures I'm quoting don't even include any patients at weekends. So let's be clear. I mean, the people of the Midwest know this. UHL has a massive crisis because of a lack of capacity The minister hasn't dealt with that lack of capacity sufficiently, and he's only now, after 4 years in office, asked for a review to see do we need an additional emergency department.
All right.
Now, given this hospital was in crisis when he arrived, it is absolutely inexcusable that it's taken him 4 years to ask for that review to take place.
Look, thank you for joining us on UHL this morning. That is Sinn Féin senator and MEP candidate for Ireland South, Paul Gallagher.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
At Arizona State University, we offer a wide variety of degree programs online to match all kinds of interests and career aspirations. Programs that are taught by the same notable faculty who teach on campus and designed using innovative technology to improve learning outcomes and equip you for post-graduation success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates indicated they were promoted at work or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Find your program at asuonline.asu.edu.